Wading along this pristine shoreline, over fallen trees and under ancient cliffs, John Bachman, who works at Stratford Hall, was with a group of scientists in June when he found the 15-million-year-old whale skull.
We're walking along the beach when I notice something that looks like a gray hubcap sticking out about 3.5 feet from where the cliffs meet the beach.
Bachman called experts at the Calvert Marine Museum, and a team of scientists and students led by paleontologist Stephen Godfrey removed the 6.5-foot-long baleen whale skull last month. Now they're back for the 25-foot skeleton.
So these cliffs then give us a portal into that 10-million-year block of time that's represented by the depth of the sediments here, from about 18 million years ago to about 8 million years ago. And so as close to Washington, we know what creatures were living here at that time.
If you draw a straight line, the cliffs at Stratford Hall and the Calvert Cliffs in Maryland are about 40 miles apart. The sites of the cliffs were once at sea level. Cycles in climate change form glaciers, taking sea levels down about 600 feet. The cycles peaked about 23,000 years ago.
And at that time, all of the Chesapeake Bay, Potomac, estuaries, all of that was just a regular river bottom. The sea stuff was off the present coast.
Robert Weems is a retired geologist who worked for the U.S. Geological Survey. He spent his career studying the layer cake-like cliffs along the Atlantic coastal plain. He's trying to figure out when animals like the Stratford baleen whale disappeared.
So what we're trying to do is to get a very detailed correlation between the beds here and up in Calvert Cliffs. If these are, as it looks like, going to work out to be 400,000-year cycles, we can get a pretty detailed idea, you know, within 500,000 years probably, of the age of these things, and that'll be just far beyond anything that I ever thought was going to happen in my lifetime.
Geologists and paleontologists have been discovering bones and fossils at Stratford Hall for nearly 200 years. Judy Hinson, Stratford Hall's Director of Research and Library Collections, reads from a book written by British geologist John Finch, who came here in 1820.
Said on the following morning we went to the place and found the fossil remains of some animals and the first fossil bone of a mantis discovered in America. Some bones are washed out by the waves and left on the shore by the tide. Shark's teeth are found on the beach and in the cliffs. This is probably one of the earliest geological descriptions of any part of this country.
This recent discovery was kept quiet until the prized whale skull was removed. Stratford Hall didn't want patrons near the unstable cliffs. There was also talk of fossil raiders. John Nance, another paleontologist with the Calvert Museum, said it was about preserving the site.
Because we don't want to have a lot of people coming around and possibly disturbing it. It holds a lot of scientific value, but on the market, these bones wouldn't sell for very much at all. Big shark's teeth, that's what sells. The megalodon.
While the occasional shark comes into the Potomac, the likes of the megalodon and this kind of baleen whale remain only as fossils and bones.
Well, whatever it is, this group that was once extremely happy here died out for reasons we can't explain yet, so one of our many mysteries.
The skull and some of the bones are on display at the Calvert Maritime Museum. For WYPR, I'm Pamela D'Angelo at Stratford Hall in Virginia.